use daily. They are products that I have used extensively in my kitchens, and I'm very proud of them, and I don't bear more than glad to put my name to it. Yes, I make a few pennies out of it, and I mean pennies, it's nothing. It wasn't the sole reason behind it. The knives, for example, are from Global, the Japanese knives. They have been Global, have been sponsors of our scholarship, Blue Scholarship, which is the most prestigious cooking, professional cooking competition in Britain, bar MasterChef professionals, of course. And it's the Roux Scholarship, it's been going for 20 odd years. They've been sponsors of all our scholarship. And without that kind of sponsorship, we wouldn't be able to do this scholarship. So I put my name to their knives because of that. The pans, because I believe in these particular pans and I use them in the kitchen. So why not put my name to it? Ready meals, they're not really my brand, they're not me, they're not my name, they're not my image, they're not the Roux image. If something came up that I was really proud to put my name on, I would definitely look at it. But it is something that I have to feel 100% happy about. I could cash in, like a lot of chefs have done. But no, I think there are far more important things than that, and that's being able to sleep at night. And the honour of the last question. Actually, we'll go with the two of you. Ladies ask that she makes macaroons and sometimes be a hit and miss. What's a tip for the perfect macaroon?
The perfect macaroon, wonderful almonds that you've got to peel yourself. macaroons where you're probably going wrong. The macaroons are very, very tricky to master. And if they're cracking on the top, it may well be that you are not folding in the egg whites enough. And we're talking maybe only two or three times stirring. It's that very, very fine line. If you stir it too much, then they will collapse totally. If you don't stir them enough, then they will crack. So I think it's just that. It's just finding that exact one. You may even find that on a tray, some of them will have cracked and some haven't. And the ones that have cracked are the first ones you put on the tray, and the ones that haven't are the last ones, because you've been pressing on that, on the piping bag, and it's worked the mixture more. Yeah. And madam, the honour of the last question. Question from the lady on the end there was talking about British supermarkets and Michelle's recent program where you featured, I can't remember your product actually, you talked about Michelle.
Yes,
indeed. And improving the quality that we get from the supermarkets and perhaps even, dare I say, more British local produce.
Absolutely. Don't get me started on supermarkets because they are not my friends. Supermarkets. They've done good, yes. They brought down the price of, and made it convenient for everybody to go shopping. Yes, okay, great. But I do feel very strongly that they have let down British growers, British producers, British farms. They squeeze them to death. And they can drop them like a pair of dirty socks from like that. Phone call. They can phone you up and say, I no longer want your produce, and you've got a farmyard full of animals ready to go to the slaughterhouse, and they are no longer worth a penny. You have a field full of leeks ready to be picked. No one wants to buy them. And it's down to a penny. They squeeze every last drop out of it. And what we should be doing, and we're trying to with the Great British Food Revival, is that the British public go to the supermarkets and demand British produce, and only buy British produce. I know it's difficult, and some of the British produce is slightly more expensive, a few pennies more. But if we can persuade the British public to do that, then I think the supermarkets will ultimately listen. In France, for example, the supermarkets, I'm not saying they're much better, but by law,
they have to use a certain percentage of locally grown produce. So you will see little vans of farmer Pierre, or whatever his name is, Jean, coming up with his little deschevaux and delivering his 3 crates of tomatoes and his 20 lettuce to be sold in the local supermarket. That is what I would like to see. And that is, for me, the most important part of the Great British Food Revival. It is to get that back in the supermarkets.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, just a quick anecdote from me. Conor O'Shea, our director of rugby here, took his wife their anniversary last week to Le Gavroche, spoke to him about it this week, and he said, quite honestly, the most sensationally fabulous gastronomic evening he ever had in his life. I would urge you to, it's not expensive, it's really not, save your pennies, go to Le Gavroche and experience, as Conor would say, the most pleasurable gastronomic experience of your life.